put that in deep fat, and you get these big things with sugar on top. And they used to bring them to my back door, but that kind of Mexican's gone forever, you know. And they're called buñuelos.
What were they, real thin? What does that mean in English?
Buñuelos is the name of this, buñuelos. It's this big around, and it's a pastry.
About 6 inches?
Very light, about so big.
And thin?
No, it was just like a, you could hardly touch it. And I don't know how they'd get in the deep fat and get it out, and to sprinkle it with sugar.
Sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Did you said you used the whites of the eggs and baked making something. What did you do with the rest of it?
Oh, well, back there when everybody was living, I always made a gold cake and a silver cake. And the gold cake calls for 12 yolks, and the silver cake calls for the whites of 12. So you make the silver cake. Now you'd make angel food cake, see? And I can remember that. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother used to make her, see, we had a wood stove, and this is in Brownsville, and when she'd make each one of her daughters a fruitcake, Christmas spread, and you didn't dare walk in her kitchen when she was baking, because she said that the floor would shake and it would fall. So you didn't go in there, I can remember that.
How did you buy flour back then? You said that it came in
the ship. Oh, it came in, I could buy the sack as far as I can remember.
How much would be in a sack?
How much what?
How much would be in a sack?
I remember like what you get today.
So.
And sometimes they'd have them in a barrel. And you'd buy it by the pound, and they'd put it in these paper things.
You'd buy like two?
We'd buy, I don't know, 10, 15 pounds, I imagine.
And that is interesting. You said you used the eggs, the yolks and the whites, but did you ever use the whole egg? I mean, how did you eat it for breakfast?
People had, then, you know, we had bacon. Yes, when they butchered the hogs, and we had this old Negro man, and he stuttered, old Bill Foster. And he'd come up and he'd say, Miss Annie, that was my mother, he says, there's a norther on the way, we gotta get ready.
A norther?
A norther. I still call them northers.
What's that?
Well, we're from the north.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a norther. I say, we're gonna get a norther in the morning, we're gonna get a norther in tonight, midnight.
What if it comes from the south?
Huh?
What if it comes from the south?
That's not a norther.
What is it?
Talking about the cold weather up there, from the north, and the northers come from the north.
What about if it comes from the south?
Oh, well, we have a wind from the south. But
I didn't mean to interrupt you, excuse me.
What were we talking about?
Bill and hogs.
Oh, so he'd come up and he'd butcher the hogs way out away from the house where the stables are. And my mother would get out there with the cook and this colored man, and she directed they'd make Mexican sausage, and that's made out of the gut of the cow. I guess a cow has big intestines, you know. And that's all. Have you ever eaten Mexican sausage?
Never.
Well, it's highly seasoned. I don't know what all they put in it, but I know there's plenty of hot. See, they used to use you never had seen a dried chili? This big, perfectly.
That big?
Yes, and very thin, and you open it up, and the hot stuff is that seed in there. And you know what a molcajete is?
Okay.
I'll show you one. It's a mortar.
That grinding thing?
Yeah, a mortar, a stone mortar. And you grind this, when you put them in hot water, there's a thin peeling that you take off the top.
What do you do with that?
Well, you throw the peeling away, and you will have already taken the seed out.